Good morning. Sorry, I'm laughing. I don't know whether to laugh or cry, to be honest. No, it's just funny because I've been struggling with a heavy heart for a while. And this morning I was like, Lord, I need you to go deeper with me. I need you to show me that you're here and you're listening. And I came and sat down. Pastor Emmanuel was like, you're reading today. So I was like, okay, that must be a sign. So we're reading from Matthew 4:23. Jesus heals a great multitude. And Jesus went about all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease amongst the people. Then his fame went through all of Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics, paralytics, and he healed them. With great multitudes followed him from Galilee and from Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and beyond the Jordan.
Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. Everything around me is shaking. Come on. Let's focus. Worship God. Christ is my firm foundation. Christ is my firm foundation. Christ is my firm foundation. Thank you. Right now, I put my faith in you, Jesus. My firm foundation, I put my trust in you. Jesus never failed. Jesus never failed. Christ is my firm foundation. This is the confession of our hearts. Jesus, you are our firm foundation. This confession, Christ is my firm foundation. Come on, say it. Christ is my firm foundation. Good morning. Good morning at home. Lord, we bless your name for the work that you are doing among us this morning. Holy Spirit, we pray, come Come, Holy Spirit. Come and perfect your work in us this morning. Come and bring change, transformation, understanding, healing, deliverance by your power. By your power. By your grace. By your love. In Jesus' name. Amen. It is wonderful to be here. It is wonderful to be in this position where I will bring the word to you, the word of God to you. It is a privilege. I've got few moments, few minutes. I'll try to be to stay on course and try to be on time. We are living in a wonderful moment, a wonderful time, a very unique, where we've got the opportunity to observe our world, the opportunity to observe a world that is moving with such a great uncertainty, such a great, you know, there is no way anyone anticipates what's coming next. But it is good. It is good because from the perspective of our Christian identity and the word of God that has been given us, the perspective of faith, we've got to see and witness something specific unfold in our time. Do you agree with me? So for the past few times I've been preaching, I've been talking about the gospel. And I believe this year, and the conviction is kind of growing in my heart that this year God wants me to carry a sort of the message of the gospel. Carry the gospel. And I believe that this is a calling for us as a congregation in such a time as this. We need to carry the gospel. We need to carry the message of the gospel. We need to carry. I'm not saying that we need to preach. We need to share. We need to kind of talk about it. We need to carry the message of the gospel, where we should be able to demonstrate the power, the love, the grace of the gospel of Christ. Say amen with me. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and Jesus, now Jesus, Matthew 4, 23, now Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogue, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kind of disease among the people. This cannot be the things of the past. This should not be the things of the past. It is now. It is part of our identity. And we need to carry it. We need to demonstrate it. Amen. It is easy to say it. It is easy to share the message. It is easy to read it. But it is something else to demonstrate it. But God has given us, Jesus has given us the authority, the power, and the grace to demonstrate it. And that is the difference between you, myself, and the world out there. Hallelujah. So this morning, I'm going to carry on with the message of the gospel of the kingdom. The message of the gospel of the kingdom. What is it? The message. And today, I'm going to kind of unpack understanding the nature and the character of the gospel. The nature and the character of the message of the gospel. You know, every message carries something. Every message carries something. Every message carries a tone. Every message carries some sort of, it could be a warning. Some carry information. There could be informative. Some message carry, or they come to inspire people, inspire us. Some threaten us. Evictions letter. Warning. Some messages come with a lot of confusions. At the moment, we don't know. The message or messages that are coming out of the White House. Tomorrow is this and today is that and the other day. What are we following? Can we follow that? But the message that Jesus preached, the message of the gospel of the kingdom, is unlike any other message that the entire humanity has ever heard. It is a message with a nature so divine, so powerful, so gracious, and so transformative. So transformative that it cannot be compared with anything else. I've got about 7 points I want to unpack, but I won't do all of those. Maybe 2, 3, or maybe 4. But in number one, the message of the gospel of the kingdom is Christocentric. And we started last time. This message focuses on Jesus. Jesus is the center of this message, the message of the gospel. It announces Jesus as the King. Jesus as the King. The gospel is not primarily about blessing, morality, or going to heaven. We've been saying these things. But the gospel is about a King. It is about the King of Kings, Jesus, the Son of the Living God. Jesus began his ministry with this royal announcement. Mark 1:15, he says, "The time is fulfilled. The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand." The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is right here. And he said, "Repent and believe in the gospel." Repent and believe in the gospel. The message is about a royal announcement. Why? Because the kingdom has come. The King has come. Remember last time we say The king is in the room. The king is here. Jesus Christ. He's in charge. He's in control. He dictates everything. He defines everything. He determines everything. He has the last say about everything. Hallelujah. About your life, about my life. Hallelujah. About this country, about the nations of the world. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's. They haven't got the last say. No, Jesus has it. Hallelujah. So when the time is fulfilled, we're going to see a different kind of manifestation. Hallelujah. I am so looking forward to it. Jesus. The king has arrived. The message of the gospel announces Jesus as a king. You know, people, and especially when we kind of are engaging, we are engaging out there in the world, in the marketplace. Remember, I've been saying that it is important for us. You know, we need to stand the arguments. It is so important. We need to stand. You see, we need to be able to talk and challenge from the position of our identity. But our identity, it is the understanding of who we are. You know, you need to know who you are. Listen, if, you know, imagine, you know, somebody hands over to you, or your parents, or you've got a sort of inheritance, okay? Wealth, money, anything that is necessary to take care of you completely, you know? But this is in an envelope, okay? And it has been handed over to you, and then you just take it and put it somewhere in your house. You never open it, all right? You never consult it and understand exactly what is in it, but you put it there. Now you are walking in the streets in lack, in you know, covered with debts. And, you know, you can't even meet the end of month and thing like that. Imagine. But in your house, you've got what it takes to propel you to place you at the top. But you are walking on the streets like, oh, Kusura, sura. Whatever will be, will be. Oh, God will. If God wants it. The understanding of our identity determines how we live our lives. So we need to stand in the marketplace. This time, and the time has come, where we have to boldly kind of defend our faith. Okay? Are you with me on that? It is so important. So Jesus is a king. Jesus is a king. It has been said about him. It has been prophesied about him. It has been confirmed about him before Jesus walked on this earth. He came through the lineage of David, the king. Matthew 1, we find that. Luke 1, 32 to 33, he said, and he will reign forever over the house of Jacob, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Jesus reign and rule forever. He's the King of kings, the Lord of lords. Saturday. I think it was Saturday we were talking about, or we were talking about this guy, a preacher, American preacher, who kind of he's got about 20 minutes or so clips about describing who the king is. He is my king. Let me tell you about him. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is indescribable. He is Jesus. Jesus. He is the King. Listen, there is no argument about that. Matthew 12, 28. His miracles demonstrate kingdom authority. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you, has come. Thank you, Jesus. 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 This makes it completely different from the other messages that we receive. We can hear about our nature, hallelujah, about any other religion. See, we want to talk about religion. I don't want to talk about, I don't like talking about religion. But if we want to talk about religion, hallelujah, the Christianity is completely apart. No comparison. No. No comparison. In Yanapa, speaking French. No. Because one thing that set us apart is that we can go and demonstrate the nature of this king, of this God, the identity of this God, the heart of mercy, love, compassion, power. We can demonstrate those things. Even from the point of, you know, you see, I say I want to stay. Let's carry on. The gospel is a revelatory message. It unveils what we could not know. And this is one of the reasons why many people struggle with the message of the gospel. They struggle. Because this is not something, you know, I remember I was saying here last time, you know, somebody said, I know your God. I have faith in your God. I know there is a God, but my nature, my life doesn't reflect him. So I need to go and sort out my life. Then I'll come to him. Because this is a God that is so pure, so holy. There's no way I can come to him like that. But the message of the gospel is a revelatory message. It's unveiled what we could not know. Humanity can discover many things. We can discover many things. Science, technology, education, you know, medicines. We can discover all the cure by giving something else, but they discovered those things. One thing that humanity cannot discover is salvation. Salvation. That's why people can't understand salvation. Salvation is free. People don't understand. Salvation is free. Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes. For the Jew first, and all, and also for the Greek, the Gentile. For in it, in the message of the gospel, in the gospel, is the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." We receive salvation freely through faith. We are made righteous before the King, before God, freely through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That is why people can't understand. They say, I remember when I was growing up back in Benin, the other guys from the other religions, the time will come, and during this time, they have to practice righteousness. Practice righteousness. So basically, they will try and give things away. They will try and be good. They will try and do this and do that because they want to practice. They want to be righteous. God is calling them, and that is only how they can get to Him. They can get to heaven. You know, access to heaven is free. Oh, come on. Access to heaven is free. Jesus is free. Jesus is free. Free. We cannot climb our way to God. It is impossible. We cannot reason our way into the kingdom. It is impossible. It is impossible. The gospel reveal who God truly is. He reveals His heart. He reveals His identity. He reveals His purpose toward you. Hallelujah. He says, "I know the thoughts and plan that I have for you. Plan to prosper you. Plan to do you good. Plan to give you, come on, good future. Plan to sustain you." These are the plan that God has for us. And the gospel, the message of the gospel, open our eyes so that we can see those things. What Christ has done for us. What the kingdom is like. How salvation is received. So we got to be able to take those things out with confidence. Oh, come on. The moment where my confidence is at the highest is when I know I am serving my God. Hallelujah. I am so confident, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit. Hallelujah, by His Spirit. We got to be confident. Without revelation, we remain blind. And that is why the world cannot see the grace of God. And that is why we must pray for the world. Pray for people. Pray for our family. Pray. Say, "Lord, open their eyes. Open their eyes." Yesterday morning, every last Saturday of the month, we do breakfast prayer and outreach. We were praying yesterday for this town, for this nation, and for the nation of the world, nations of the world, that God save people, that God open the eyes, that God touch the heart so that they may receive the good news of the gospel. You know what the message of the gospel does to us? Imagine this. We are in a theater. Okay, if maybe Lion King. Which one is your favorite? Lion King. Wow, I got it. Which one is your favorite? Chronic of Narnia. Les Misérables. Oh, t'as touché mon cœur. Les Misérables. Which one from the back? Bambi. But imagine this place. We all here. We came to watch Les Misérables, Lion King, or whatever. So what would happen at first is that there would be a massive curtain here, and you see the audience on the other side, and there is full preparation going on here. Nobody sees what is going on here, but we could anticipate, we could hear things. There are noise coming from behind the veil, behind the curtain. And with anticipation, we want to know, we want to see, but we're not able to, you know, until the curtain is wide open. Then we see and everybody is happy. That is the message of the gospel. It's open the curtain to the heart of God so that you may see and know, understand his plan and purposes for you. The message of the gospel. Okay. I still got 2 minutes. The gospel is a gracious message. Freely given, freely received. The message of the gospel is free. The message of the gospel convey or invite us to a free gift. Free gift. The character of the message of the gospel is grace. Grace. It is not earned. It is not deserved. It is not achieved. There's no way that we earn it. There's no way that we deserve it. We don't deserve it. It is free. We don't deserve it. We deserve death. We deserve hardship. We deserve, the Bible says, everyone has sinned. All have sinned and fall short of the standard of God. We all, but freely, we are accepted into his presence. Freely. For God so loved the world, the word that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Abundant life is free for us. Abundant life is free for the world. Hallelujah. Through Jesus only. Through Jesus only. By grace we've been saved. Not by power. Not by... For by grace we have been saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works. Lest anyone should boast. You can't do anything to deserve it. You can't do anything to earn it. It is free. Hallelujah. Jesus paid it all. Jesus paid it all. Come on, can you not sing? Da 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 da. Da 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 da. He's worse. Me white as snow. Come on. Yeah. Keanu. They can't sing. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sing. He washed me white as snow. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sing. He washed me white as snow. What's the chorus? It's a powerful one. Come on.
I heard the voice of Jesus say. I heard the voice of Jesus say.
You've heard the voice of Jesus.
I heard the voice of Jesus say.
I heard the voice of Jesus sing. Come on, give us the song, Bernie. There's a job for you. Thank you. She's feeling the pressure now. And then we can finish here. There is. Come on. Jesus. Oh. Who know the song? Anybody know the song here? If you know the song, can you come and help us? Come on, though, shall we? Start with the Jesus baby, you know. Where is it? Let's start with that. The chorus.
I hear the Savior sing.
Yeah, we got it here.
I hear the Savior sing.
Come and help. Let's finish it. Come on, Suzanne.
I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all, all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power and thine alone. Can change the leper spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
Thank you, Suzanne. Madame, come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Suzanne. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So, Father, we want to thank you, bless your name, for the message of the gospel for salvation. Jesus, we thank you for the cross. So even right now, while every head is bowed and every eyes is closed, I just want to ask, do you want to say yes to Jesus right now? Every eye is closed. Raise your hand if you want to say yes to Jesus. You have never done that before. Listen to me, you have never done that before, but for the first time, you have never done that before. You never say yes to Jesus, and you want to say yes to him. You want to give your life to Jesus for the first time. Raise your hand. I want to know who I'm praying for, and I want to pray for you. Every eye is closed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for salvation in this place. That we all saved. Father, that your word, the gospel, fell on our heart today and will produce the seed of change and transformation. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Communion time. Usher.